感谢主带领让我们所安息日来敬拜神学习神的道。
We give thanks to God for allowing us to keep his Sabbath to obey his commandments.
今天早上我们来学习遵守真神的诫命。
Today we want to learn about obeying the commandments of the true God.
我们请看生命记三十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32.
生命记三十二章四十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 42.
46.
46.
四十六跟四十七节。
Verses 46 and 47.
又说我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的祖孙谨守遵行这律法上的话，是七节。
47.
因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命，在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。摩西的工作要完成。
When Moses was about to finish his work,
特别把神的教训来吩咐以色列百姓遵守。
He commanded the Israelites the commandments of God to keep.
他一次一次的在提醒他们。
One by one, he reminded them.
然后又把它写成诗歌。
And he also wrote these commandments into songs.
教导他们唱把它记在心上。
And he taught the people to sing these so that they can remember them in their hearts.
他说我今天所吩咐你们的，你们都要放在心上。
So Moses said to them, Today what I command you and testify among you, you need to set your hearts on. You need to set your hearts on these words and carefully observe them.
吩咐你们的祖孙照着去做。
And you need to also command your children to observe these things.
说你不要把它当作一种虚空跟你无关的事情。
And he said that you shouldn't treat these things as futile things or things that have nothing to do with you.
因为这个是关系你的生命。
Because these things are your life.
关系你永远的福分。
These things are connected to the eternal blessings.
所以神的吩咐神的诫命是跟我们直接有关系的。
So the commandments of God matter to us directly.
我们看马太福音二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
二十节。
Verse 20.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。主耶稣要升天之前
，Before Jesus ascended into heaven，
叫门徒往普天下传福音。
He told his disciples to preach the gospel into all nations.
让人能够认识这个救恩，成为神的儿女。
So people can come to know salvation and become the children of God.
然后说凡是主所吩咐的，都要教导他们遵守。
And Jesus told them that whoever are being taught by them to become disciples,
主耶稣就跟我们同在要直到永远。
That they must teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and then Jesus will be with them always.
我们说这个神给我们的救恩包括三个阶段。
When we talk about the salvation that God has given us, we can look at it in three parts.
第一个就是要悔改相信耶稣。
Or three stages. The first stage is that we have to repent and believe in Jesus.
因为耶稣是我们人类唯一的救主。
Because Jesus is the only savior of mankind.
我们要信耶稣一定要彻底的悔改。
If we want to believe in Jesus, we must repent thoroughly.
离开错误的信仰，归向真神。
To leave wrong teachings and wrong beliefs to return to the truth.
离开错误的行为按照神的旨意来行事。
to depart from the wrong conduct and to live according to the will of God.
这是我们要准备接受救恩的第一个阶段。
So this is the first stage for us to prepare ourselves to receive salvation.
那若说借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新，
and through the birth of regeneration and the Holy Spirit of renewal,
领受主耶稣的宝血浸礼啊，把我们的罪洗干净，让我们成为新人。
Through the precious blood of Lord Jesus, our sins are washed away and we become new creations. And God has accepted us as His children and He gives us His Holy Spirit as a seal. To prove to us that we are the children of God who have been saved. That we have the inheritance of heaven.
水和灵的洗礼,
so the baptism of water and spirit is completing the completion of salvation. And this is the second stage of salvation.
啊, 再来, 为着要维持我们的得救啊, 啊, 就要
And for us to remain saved, we have to keep the commandments of God. If we are not able to keep God's commandments to the end, in the same way, we can lose God's salvation. What are the commandments of the true God? These are all the commandments that the true God has commanded us to keep.
啊, 这个包括旧约时候啊，以十条诫命为主的道德律。
And this includes the laws of morality in the Old Testament that has the Ten Commandments as their basis.
就是一个人对神对人当尽的本分。
And this is a duty of man has towards God and towards one another.
还包括主耶稣在世上传道里所指示的一些命令。
This also includes the commandments that Jesus has taught while he was in the earth.
有的人认为说，现在是新约时代了，不必守诫命了。
Some people may say that we are living in the New Testament era and we do not need to keep commandments.
啊，但是圣经不是这样讲的。
But the Bible does not say this.
我们看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章的十七节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 17.
马太十九章十七节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 17.
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”有一个人来问主耶稣说，我怎样才能够得永生？
In this passage, we see that there is one person who came to Jesus and asked him, how may I enter, or how may I have eternal life?
得永生啊，就是不住灭亡，而能够有长久永远活着的生命。
To have eternal life means that we are not destroyed and we will have life forever.
主耶稣回答说，你要进入永生啊，你要守诫命。
And Jesus responded to him saying, if you want to enter into life, keep
the commandments. 然后主耶稣就把十条诫命啊，啊念给他听。
And then we see Jesus, state to him the Ten Commandments.
所以主耶稣并没有把十条诫命废掉。
So we see that Jesus didn't abolish the Ten Commandments.
而且叫我们啊，要守啊，守得完全。
But he wants us to keep the Ten Commandments and to keep it completely. Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音十九章第八节。
Or we'll still in Matthew chapter 19, verse 8.
我们看第六节哈。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 6.
马太十五章第六节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 6.
这里讲到说啊，犹太的法利赛人啊，教人说， 你把钱拿来当作供物，就可以不孝顺父母了。
In Matthew chapter 15, we see that the Pharisees were teaching people that if they give their offering to, they bring their offering to the temple, then they don't need to honor their father or mother.
说这个是借着遗传废了神的诫命。
And Jesus said they are using the tradition of men to abolish God's commandments.
说第八节说啊，这就是百姓用嘴唇敬罪。尊敬神，心却远离神。
And in verse 8, Jesus explains that this is what is meant, that people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
因为他们将人的吩咐当作道理教训人。
And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
所以拜神也是枉然呐。
So when they worship God in vain.
说神的诫命啊，就是不改的。
So we see the commandments of God do not change.
孝顺父母啊，这是必所的诫命。
To honor our father and mother is a commandment that we must keep.
也不能够用任何的宗教义务啊来取代。
We cannot use any religious rite or ritual to replace it.
所以叫人说啊，你只要啊奉献给神，你可以跟父母说，我没有钱养你啦。
So you cannot say that because I have offered all my money to the church, I have no money to help you.
这是按着人的遗传废了神的诫命。
This is how we use the traditions of men to abolish the commandments of God.
所以说拜神是枉然的。
And that's why Jesus said in this way they worship God in vain.
因为他们没有守神的诫命。
Because they did not keep the commandments of God.
我们看哥林多前书第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
十九节。
Verse 19.
哥林多前书七章十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19.
说受割礼算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，主要守神的诫命就是了。这个使徒的教会传开以后啊，因为道理传到非犹太人的区域。
When the church of the apostles started to grow and the gospel was preached to the area where Gentiles dwelt,
所以他们就为着说这个。信主的外邦人呐、啊，啊，他们 要不要行割礼？
They had a debate on whether Gentiles who believed in the Lord also needed to have circumcision.
因为旧约时代啊，神吩咐亚伯拉罕说，你的祖孙呐、啊，男丁都要受割礼。
Because in the Old Testament times, God had told Abraham that all your male descendants must have circumcision.Performed.
啊、所以到了新约时代，这个外邦人啊来信主了，要不要行割礼
？So in the New Testament times, they had to face the question: if a Gentile came to believe in the Lord, do they need to be circumcised?
他们就起了很大的争议
，and a great dispute arose because of this.、
啊、后来他们就把这个问题啊带到耶路撒冷。
So they brought this question to Jerusalem.
有使徒，有长老，还有安提阿教会来的传道工人，还有圣职人员。
And at Jerusalem, there were the elders, there were the apostles, and there were also workers of the church of Antioch.
他们就在那里开会讨论。
So they had a meeting there, and they talked about this issue.
他们借着祷告，靠圣灵带领。
And through prayer and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他们啊，他们根据圣经来讨论这个问题。
And also discuss this question according to what was in the Bible.
啊，他们也把神怎么带领他们呐、啊、做工的经历啊，在那边做见证。
And they also testified about how God led them in their work in preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
他们明白神的道理。
So in the end, they understood God's teaching.
这个割礼是以色列人呐、啊，要成为神选民的记号。
That circumcision was a sign for the Israelites to become the children of God.
啊，这个是预表新约时代的洗礼。
And circumcision prefigures the baptism of the New Testament.
啊，所以新约时代已经借着洗礼洗掉我们的罪了，啊，所以可以不行割礼。
And in the New Testament times, our sins are now washed away through baptism, so circumcision is no longer needed.
啊，但是当时的教会。 就针对这个给他们一些指导。
But during the time, the church gave some guidance to the believers.
犹太人有割礼的，你就不要会割礼。
That if the Jewish members were still performing circumcision, they can continue doing so.
啊，外邦人啊，没有割礼的就不要行割礼。
But the non-Jewish members who do not perform circumcision
did
not need to perform circumcision.
割礼不割礼，这个到新约时代救恩完成了，已经无关紧要了。
Because in the New Testament times, when salvation has been completed, circumcision or no circumcision is not important.
说最重要的就是要守神的诫命。
But what is important is keeping the commandments of God.
所以这个诫命啊是不改的，旧约要守，新约也要守。
So the commandments are something that are not changed. It's something we keep during the Old Testament time.
那这个诫命啊，
不可以守一半，而
是要全部都要守。
And when we keep the commandments, we can not only keep it partially, but we need to keep it completely.
我们看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书二章啊，第八节。
James chapter 2 verse 8。
雅各书二章第八节。
James chapter 2 verse 8。
经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若全守这至尊的律法，才是好的。第九节。
Verse 9。
但你们若按外貌待人啊，便是犯罪。被律法定为犯法的第十节
，verse ten，
因为凡遵守全律法的，只要在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。啊，这里所讲的律法就是十条诫命。
And in verses 8 to 10, the law that is referred to here are the Ten Commandments.
我们怎么知道呢？就是十一节所讲的，就是十条诫命。
So how do we know that James is referring to the Ten Commandments? If we continue reading verse 11, we'll see.
要全守这个叫做至尊的律法。
We'll see that it is the Ten Commandments. So when James says we need to really fulfill the royal law,
至尊的律法叫做王者的律法。
This highest law also referred to the royal law.
因为这个国家的重要法令啊，定了以后是由元首啊来公布。
Because when a law is set in any kingdom, the head of that kingdom would declare the law.
所以所有的百姓都要守。
So then.All the inhabitants of the kingdom know that they need to keep that law.
这个诫命啊，是万王之王啊，真神的命令。
And this commandment is the commandment of the King of Kings, the true God.
所以这个叫做至尊的律法。
And that's why it's called the royal law.
他说你要全守。
And James says we have to really fulfill it.
如果你犯了一条，就是犯了重条。
If we stumble in one point, we are guilty of all.
所以你在社会上也是一样。
So we see it's the same in our society as well.
你不是把所有的法律犯完了以后才说你是犯法的。
We can't say we broke the law only after we have tried to break every single law.
只要国家的法律你犯了一条啊，这个行使的单位啊，他就要定你的罪。
If we had broken any single law in the country, then whatever law enforcement unit will have to.
所以神的诫命啊，你犯了一条啊，在神来看，你就是犯诫命的，你就是犯法的。
We'll have to come to address it and say we have broken the law. So in terms of the commandments of God, if we had stumbled in one point, we are actually guilty of all.
那这个诫命啊，一开始是在出埃及记的二十章。
And the commandments were first presented in Exodus chapter 20.
神在西乃山的时候啊，向他们宣告。
God had declared the law to them on Mount Sinai.
然后神用所主德亲自写在石板，叫摩西带给以色列百姓遵守。
And with his finger, God had written the Ten Commandments on the stone tablets and delivered them to Moses to give to the people.
啊，那个诫命啊，后来放在那个约柜里面。
And the commandments, the tablets with the commandments were then put in the Ark of the Covenant.
说这个诫命啊，不改不会掉的。
So this, these commandments do not change and they are not abolished.
因为这个是神对人要求的最基本的道德力。
Because these are the basic requirements concerning morality that God requires of men.
前面的四条是人对神当尽的本分。
The first four commandments in the Ten Commandments are the duty of man towards God.
我们所应当敬拜的对象就是独一的真神。
So the...target of our worship is the one true God.
我们拜神的方法是用我们的心灵跟诚实。
And the method of how we worship this true God is to use.
所以你不可以用那个有形主的东西来代替神。
Is to use our sincerity, our heart. So we cannot use the visible things to replace the invisible God.
这位神是至尊至伟大的神。
And because this God is a God most high and the God who is most great. So we have to honor his name. We have to honor his name as holy. So we cannot speak against his name. We cannot use it in vain. And this is the attitude we must have when we worship God.And we must keep the Sabbath.
这是神所特别定的敬拜神的时间。
Because this is the time that God had set for us to worship Him.
因为这个是带着祝福的应许。
Because this is a promise that comes with blessing.
所以前面的四条诫命就把我们人对神最基本的应尽的本分就讲出来。
So in the first four commandments, God laid out the basic requirements that he has for us.
拜神的对象。
So he tells us who we need to worship.
拜神的方法。
How we worship God.
拜神的态度。
The attitude we have when we worship God.
还有拜神啊，神指示我们特定的时间。
And when we worship God, this, the time that God has especially set aside for us to worship Him.
就是我们人对人当尽的本分。
And the latter six commandments of the Ten Commandments are the duty that people owe to one another.
第一个就是你要孝敬父母。
The first duty of man is to honor our father and mother.
一个敬畏神的人一定会孝顺父母。
A person who fears God will honor their parents.
因为你没有办法爱那个你看见的父母，你怎么说你可以爱神？
Because if we are not able to love the parents that we can see, how can we say we love the God who we cannot see?
再来就是你要尊重人的生命。
And the next commandment teaches us that we must respect other people's lives.
尊重人的名义。
We have to respect their name.
尊重人的财产。
We have to respect their property.
你不可以作伪证来陷害人。
We cannot make false testimonies to harm other people.
不可以贪爱别人的东西。
We cannot covet other people's things.
所以这个叫做诫命，就是人最基本的道德。
So the Ten Commandments are the basic moral principles that man has to keep.
我们来看马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
我们先看十九章。
Let's go to chapter 19 first.
马太福音十九章。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 19.
十九章的，我们看，我们再把这个。16-19再读一遍。
Let's read verses 16-19 again.
19:16.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
所以有一个人来见耶稣说，夫主，我该做什么善事才能够得永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么用善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，当守诫命。18:18。他说什么诫命？耶稣说：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。我们看到说，这个是主耶稣把这个诫命告诉这个少年的官。
And we see in this passage, Jesus tell this young ruler or this young official the Ten Commandments.
我们看二十二节。
Let's continue reading verse 22.
二十二章，对不起。
Let's
马太福音二十二章。
Skip to Matthew chapter 22.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
二十二章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse
35. 他说，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”37.耶稣对他说：“要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”38. 这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。39. 其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。40. 这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲啊。那这里讲到说，有一个律法师啊，他本来的动机是要来试探耶稣。
And in this passage, we see that there was a lawyer who came to test Jesus.
要看看耶稣懂不懂啦，他怎么回答？
To test whether Jesus knows these things or not and see how he responds.
他问主耶稣说，诫命哪一条最大？
So he asked Jesus, which is the great, which is the great commandment in the law?
主耶稣就把十条诫命把它归纳成两部分。
And we see Jesus summarize the Ten Commandments into two things.
然后说啊，这就是这个先知啊，跟一切道理的总纲，律法跟先知一切道理的总纲。
And when Jesus summarized these into two commandments, then he said that on these two commandments hang all the law and prophets.
那第一个就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱主你的神。
And the first one is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
啊，然后说要爱人如己。
And the second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
所以他把这个所有的诫命啊，就把它归纳成为爱神跟爱人。
So Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments into loving God and loving men.
说这个是所有啊新旧约圣经的最主要的中心啊，就是爱。
So loving God and loving people, we see that the center of all the commandments is on love.
所以神的吩咐啊，虽然有千千万万条。
So even though there are hundreds and thousands of commandments and teachings of God,
但是啊，归纳一个字就是爱。
But if we sum it down, we see that we can sum it into a single word that is love.
所以吩咐我们啊，凡行什么事情都要从爱心出发。
And God is commanding us that no matter what we do, we must begin with love.
啊，你有真正的爱，你就会爱神，会爱人。
If we have true love, then we will know to love God and to also love our fellow man.
一生过着爱的生活啊，你就完成了神的律法。
If we live a life of love, then we fulfill the law of God.
啊，有的人呢，误会说啊，我们现在主要有爱啊，啊，这个诫命就不要守了。
And some may misunderstand this and say that if we have love, then we do not need to keep God's commandments.
不是这样的。
But we see that it is not so.
因为你真正爱神，你就会守那些啊对神该尽的本分，你会尽。
Because if we truly love God, then we will be willing to keep the basic duty we owe to God.
你如果爱人的话，你就会把对人当尽的本分啊，你会做出来。
And if we truly love our fellow man, then we would keep our most basic duty we have towards them.
所以这个爱不是光在嘴巴里面讲，而是真正在你的生活当中啊，表现出爱神爱人。
So this love is not something, not simply something we say with our mouths only, but this is something we practice in our life.
所以主耶稣说，有我的命令啊，就照着去守的，就是爱我的。
And that's why Lord Jesus says, those who have my commandments and does them, those are those who love me.
爱我的，我会爱他，并且向他显现。
And Lord Jesus says, those who love me, I will love him and appear to them.
又说啊, 如果你爱我, 你就会守我的诫命。
And Jesus also says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
所以你所神的诫命就是爱神的表现。
So to keep God's commandments is how we demonstrate that we love God.
事实上啊, 神的诫命啊, 不是难守的。
And the fact is, the commandments of God are not difficult to keep.
所以, 最基本的道德力啊, 以实践为中心的爱神爱人的道理, 我们一定要切实遵守。
So the basic laws of morality centered around loving God and loving people, this is something we must keep.
所以将来那个得救的那个团体啊, 他们也是守神诫命的。
And the group of people who will be saved in the future, those are people who keep the commandments of God.
这是启示录里面啊, 教导我们。
And this is what the book of Revelation teaches us.
那我们再来谈说啊, 除了这个十条诫命以外啊, 主耶稣在传道里所讲的一些道理。
So next, let's talk about, aside from the Ten Commandments, some of the teachings that Lord Jesus had taught while he was
比如说,
preaching.
登山宝训,
for example, the Sermon on the Mount.
啊, 教导我们一个神国主民啊, 我们应当怎么行。
He taught us as citizens of the kingdom of heaven how we need to act.
就是说你听了以后你遵守的就是一个聪明人。
Jesus says, those who hear my words and does them, those are wise.
好像一个人把房屋建在很坚固的磐石上面。
It is like someone who builds their house on a very solid rock as a foundation.
你如果听了主耶稣的教训不遵守的, 就是一昧人。
But if we hear the sayings of Jesus and we do not do them, then we are like a foolish man.
因为你把房子盖在沙土上面。
Because we have built our house on sand.
另外主耶稣说啊, 你要洗脚跟我有份。
Jesus also says, you must wash your feet to have part with me.
你要吃我的肉,喝我的血,就是领受圣餐。
You must eat my flesh, you must drink my blood, talking about receiving the sacrament of communion.
然后有我的生命在你里面。
And then you will have my life in you.
在末日的时候你要复活。
And on the last day, you will rise again.
所以像这些主耶稣的教训。
And these are the teachings of Lord Jesus.
说主耶稣升天了以后, 门徒得到神的救恩以后,
After Lord Jesus ascended into heaven and his disciples received salvation,
他们在家里, 在圣殿里面, 在那边学习道理啊, 就是来恒心啊, 遵守主耶稣的这些教训。
When they were learning the commandments of God, whether in their homes or in the temple, we see that they were trying to keep all of these commandments that Jesus had given them.
所以我们讲真神的诫命啊, 包括旧约的道德力。
So when we talk about the commandments of the true God, these include the laws of morality in the Old Testament.
还有主耶稣在世上的教导。
And also includes all the teachings that Lord Jesus had given us while he was on the earth.
这些啊,后来门徒就照着去传去做。
And we see that later on, all the disciples did according to what Jesus had taught them.
我们看《使徒行传》2章42节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传2章42节。
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42.
说他们都恒心啊,遵守使徒的教训。 彼此交接,不平跟祈祷。这个是使徒教会成立了以后啊,
Here we see that after the Church of the Apostles was established, they continued steadfastly in the Apostles' doctrine.
所以使徒就把神的教训就在那边教导他们。
So after the Church has established, then the apostles were teaching them all of God's commandments.
所以众圣徒啊,他们都恒心遵守。
So it says all the saints continued steadfastly.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews, chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
希伯来书二章。 第三。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3。
我们若负累了这么伟大的救恩，怎能够陶醉呢？这个救恩先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。第四节。
Verse 4。
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。好，所以我们今天所传的啊，神跟主耶稣的神跟啊使徒的教训。
And this passage talks about today, the teachings of Jesus and the apostles that are preached.
所以我们不可以把它忽略掉。
It says we cannot neglect.
因为你不信的人将来会被定罪。
Because if we neglect these, and those who do not believe will be condemned in the future.
因为主耶稣亲自讲了，门徒把它证实了。
Because these were spoken by the Lord Himself and confirmed to us by His apostles.
并且有神的作为，圣灵的大能在当中做见证。
And we see that God also bore witness both with signs and miracles and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit.
所以说，我们要常常学习道理。
And this teaches us that we have to learn the teachings of God constantly, and we cannot stop having service.
啊，让我们能够对神的道理啊，有更进一步的清楚明白。
So that we can continue to advance in our understanding of God's teachings.
古时候的以色列人说，因为他们无知，后来都灭亡了。
When we look at the Israelites of the olden days, the Bible says that because of lack of knowledge, they have been destroyed.
因为他们去掉神的诫命。
Because they have forsaken the commandments of God.
所以后来神就弃掉他们了。
So God also forsook them.
所以这个道理我们就要慢慢查考，慢慢学习，我们就能够了解。
So we need to slowly and gradually study the word of God and try to understand it.
那这个遵守诫命跟得救的要件呢，把他们之间的关系。
And let's talk about the relationship between keeping the commandments of God and being saved.
也就是说，我们得救跟我们遵守神的诫命的行为是不是有关系？
In other words, we want to know, is there a relationship between keeping the commandments of God and practicing them and us being saved?
有的人说啊，我们是靠着恩典得救，不是靠着行为得救的。
Some people will say that we are saved by grace, not saved by works.
当然没有错，我们是靠神的恩典得救。
And this is correct because we are saved by the grace of the Lord.
但是圣经里面没有忽略到行为。
But the Bible doesn't say we can then neglect the works of righteousness.
啊，这个哥尼流一家人啊，他们在敬畏神，而且行很多善事。
When we look at the household of Cornelius, they are a house that feared God and did many good deeds.
虽然他是一个好人，有很好的行为。
Even though he was a very great man and he had many good deeds.
那他的善行啊，跟他的祷告都可以达到神的面前。
And we see that because he gave alms generously, all his good deeds and his prayer reached God.
但是他没有办法因为他的行为得救。
But we see that he wasn't saved simply because he had a lot of good deeds.
所以神派天使指示他。
So God sent an angel to tell him.
说你要去请彼得来讲道理给你们听。
That you have to go find Peter and have him preach the gospel to you.
后来他们听到了彼得的道理啊，圣灵也降在他们身上。
And when they heard the gospel being spoken by Peter, the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
所以他们接受了洗礼赦罪。
So they received the baptism for the remission of their sins.
所以他们完成了这个得救的功夫。
And they were able to complete the work of salvation.
因为借着洗礼赦罪领受圣灵，这是得救的必备条件。
Because through the baptism of the remission of sins and receiving the Holy Spirit,
所以保罗在传道里的时候很强调说，不是因为你的行为得救。
These are the needed steps for salvation. That's why when Paul was preaching the gospel, he emphasized that we are not saved by our works.
因为在神来看呢，世界上没有一个义人。
Because From God's point of view, there is no righteous person.
所以众人都犯罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
And all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
所以神在律法以下、把这个救恩显明出来。
So aside from the law, God gave us salvation and grace.
我们主要相信耶稣基督，我们的过犯就可以白白得到赦免。
So we just need to believe in Lord Jesus and we can freely receive the remission of our sins.
所以他很强调因信得救的道理。
And we see that Paul frequently talked about that we are saved by faith.
但是他没有否定这个行为跟得救之间的关系。
But Paul didn't neglect the connection between being saved and having works of righteousness.
我要让我们从圣经里面看到说，一个真正的信心应该有好的行为表现。
But Paul helps us understand from the Bible that a person who has true faith will also have good conduct.
好像一棵树，你如果栽在溪水旁边。
Just like a tree that is planted by the water.
因为它水分很充足，养分很充足。
Because it will have enough nutrients.
它就会成长非常茂盛。
The tree will grow and flourish.
然后就会自然结果子。
And naturally the tree will bear fruit.
所以一个真正有信心，在信心扎根的人。
So a person who truly has faith and is rooted in faith,
领受神的恩典, 领受属灵丰盛的生命,
and have received the grace of God and receive an abundant spiritual life from God,
就好行为结果出来。
The person will have good conduct and will bear good
fruit. 所以雅各说, 如果有信心没有行为,
That's why James in the book of James says, if a person has faith without works, that faith is without life.
那不是真实的信心啊,
and that is not true faith.
所以真实的信心一定有好行为的表现。
So true faith will always be accompanied with works.
我们谈到这个, 行为就是遵守神的命令跟得救的必备条件之间的关系。
So let's talk about our works or keeping the commandments and how it relates to salvation.
我们上个礼拜讲到说，真正的信心会悔改。
Last week we talked about if we have true faith, then we will know to repent.
这个悔改一定会结果子。
And repentance will bear fruit.
跟悔改的心相称。
And we have to bear fruit worthy of repentance.
好像撒该亚他悔改。
And the example we see is Zacchaeus, when he
好像那个行邪术的，他信主以后就把他的一些拜拜的东西就拿来把它烧掉了。
Or the example of those who practice sorcery, when they believed and repented, they destroyed all their different books and scrolls on sorcery.
这个是真实的悔改所表现出来的一种现象。
And these are the works that a person would do when they have truly repented.
我们看约翰福音15章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15.
约翰福音15章。
Matthew, chapter 15.
15章的16节
Matthew chapter 15 verse 16
15章16节
Matthew chapter 15 verse 16
他说不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论求什么，他就要赐给你们。
Sorry, John chapter 15, verse 16.
这里讲到说，主耶稣拣选我们。In
John chapter 15, verse 16, as Jesus says, God had chosen us.
他们当然了，我们蒙拣选了，我们得到今生来世很多的恩典。And
when God chooses us, we receive a lot of blessings from him.
主耶稣拣选我们的目的就是分派我们去结果子。
And the reason why Jesus chose us is that we can go and bear fruit.
所以蒙拣选，坚持信心扎根的，一定会结果子。
So those who are chosen and rooted, they will bear fruit.
所以主耶稣讲到说有一棵无花果树。
And so that's why Jesus talked about a fig tree.
啊，主人啊，连续三年啊，啊要找一点果子。
And the owner was taking care of the fig tree for 3 years and wanted the fig tree to grow figs.
啊，但是都找不到。
But he cannot find any figs.
主人就说啊，他既然不结果子啊，不要让他在这边白占土地呀。
So the owner, the master said, since the fig tree is not bearing any fruit and is just taking up land,
啊，所以要把它砍掉了。
So he wanted to chop it down.
啊，管园的说啊，我旁边啊把土挖开。
But the gardener says, let me loosen the soil around the tree.
啊，把肥料加上去。
And to give it some fertilizer.
啊，再照顾它一段时间。
And to care for the tree for a little more while.
啊，看它会不会结果子。
A little longer to see if it will bear
fruit. 啊，到时候再不结果子，再把它砍掉吧。
And if then it still does not bear fruit, then you can cut it down.
所以我们蒙神拣选以后啊。我们也要有好行为，多结果子。
So after we have been chosen by God, we must also go and bear fruit and have good works.
所以圣经里面说你要有侍奉的果子。
And that's why the Bible says we have to bear the fruit.
引导人信主啊，把这个当作最美的祭物献给神。
The fruit of servitude, we have to guide people to come to believe in God.And this is the.
我们要有行善捐书的果子。
This is the best sacrifice to offer God. We must have the fruit of doing charitable works.
我们要借着我们的嘴巴常常来颂赞神。
And with our mouths, we must praise God.
说这个是敬畏神的人啊，嘴唇所结的果子。
And these are the fruit of the lips that those who fear God would bear.
还有啊，圣灵帮助我们很多的善事行出来。这个叫做圣灵的果子。
And the Holy Spirit will also help us, do many good works, and these are the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以，一个悔改真正有信心的人呐，他会结果子。
So those who have truly repented and have faith will bear fruit.
啊，这个结果子啊，行为跟你的信心就有关系的。
And the fruit you bear, your faith, it relates with your faith.
另外，这个我们谈到这个。得救的要道讲到洗礼跟这个受圣灵。
And when we talked about the key things of salvation, we talked about being baptized and receiving the promised Holy Spirit.
洗礼就是把我们过去的一些罪啊，全部把你涂抹掉。
Baptism is to remove all the sins we have from the past.
但是一个要接受主救恩受洗的人呢、啊，一定要立志啊。以后要过圣洁的生活。
But a person who is determined to receive baptism and repent, they must make a commitment to not turn back to their old lives and live a new life.
啊，不可以再玷污我们自己。
And we can no longer can
不可以在罪中生活。
We can no longer live in sin and do anything that blemishes ourselves.
所以罗马书第五章里面讲。
So in Romans chapter 5, it says,
说因为一人的过犯，所以罪就临到众人。
Through one man's sin, sin came to all.
但是因为主耶稣基督的顺服啊，完成救恩，说把更丰盛的恩典啊，临到我们众人。
But because of the obedience of Jesus, through one man, salvation has also come.
我们所有的罪啊，统统得到涂抹了。
And all our sins have been, can be blotted out.
所以罪在那里显多啊，恩典就显得更多。
So where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
啊，有的人就问了。
So some people will ask.
那我信主受洗以后，我是不是可以继续犯罪？
What shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin after we believe in the Lord?
啊，让神的恩典啊显得更多。
So that we can allow God's grace to abound even more?
保罗说啊，断乎不可。
And Paul's response to this question is certainly not.
因为我们过去的罪啊，主耶稣都把你赦免了。
Because Jesus has forgiven us of all our sins in the past.
我们已经啊，从这个撒旦的权限归向真神了。
We have gone from the dominion of Satan and been delivered from
God. 我们已经脱离了罪的辖制。
We have departed from the the control of sin.
所以罪不可以在我们心中做王。
So sin can no longer reign in our hearts.
所以我们不可以把我们的身体当作犯罪的工具啊，啊来亵渎神。
So we can no longer use our bodies as tools of to commit sin.To blaspheme against God.
我们既然在恩典里面了，就不容许罪在我们心中作王。
Since we live under grace, we can no longer let sin become kings in our heart.
反而要把我们的身体当作义的器具呀，啊，来荣耀神呐，服侍神。
Instead, we have to use our bodies as instruments of righteousness to God.
所以这个洗礼是我们呐的一个分界点。
So we see that baptism becomes a line that we draw in our life.
洗礼以前所有的过患啊，主耶稣都把你涂抹掉，不跟你计较了。
Before our life before baptism, God will not hold any of the sin against us.
所以洗礼完以后啊，你就要守道理过圣洁的生活。
So after baptism, we have to keep God's commandments and live a life of holiness.
那个犯罪的妇人呢、啊？啊，行了很多的坏事。
The woman who committed sin has done many sinful things.
所以人把她抓来啊，说这个是在行淫当中被抓到的妇人。
And so the people brought this woman in front of Jesus and said she was caught red-handed in the act of adultery.
他们对主耶稣说啊，他犯了摩西的律法，应该要用石头把她打死。
And the people said to Jesus that she had transgress against the laws of Moses, and according to the law, we need to stone her to death.
他们问主耶稣说，那你可以怎么办？
And they asked Jesus, what should we do?
主耶稣说，你们有罪的，你们如果觉得没有罪的，可以用石头把他打死。
And Jesus responded saying, those without sin can cast a stone and
后来众人就离开了。
And slowly the people left.
后来主耶稣问他，没有人定你的罪吗？
And so Jesus asked the woman, does no one condemn you?
她说没有。
And she said, no.
主耶稣说我也不定你的罪。
Then Jesus says, I also do not condemn you.
但是从今以后你不可再犯罪。
But he also said to her, but from now on, sin no more.
所以见到主耶稣啊，之前所犯的过犯。
So all the sins she has committed before she met Jesus.
你认识了耶稣，主耶稣的宝血把你洗净了。
When you come to know Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus has cleansed you completely.
过去的一切啊，全部都涂抹掉。
Everything in your past has now been blotted out.
所以你受洗以后就成为一个新的人。
So after you are baptized, now you are a new man.
你的生命更新了。
Your life has been renewed.
所以你要有新生命，要有新的生活啊。
So you must have a new life.
所以洗礼以后啊，不可再犯罪。
So after we are baptized, we cannot commit sin again.
当然，我们有时候难免有一些过患呐、啊。过失啊，我们就求神借着跟他悔改，求他饶恕赦免我们。
And of course, sometimes there will be mishaps. Sometimes we will make mistakes.
但是我们不可以再去犯那个自属的罪。
If that happens, we have to repent to God and ask God to forgive us.
所以你领受了救恩，你又犯自属的罪啊，再没有赎罪祭了。
But we cannot sin, commit sin that is leading to death, because the Bible says if we receive salvation and then we commit sin leading to death.
所以不是说你一次得救就永远得救啊。
Then there is no more atoning sacrifice. So we see that the Bible doesn't say once we are saved, we are always saved.
所以主耶稣才说啊，不是称呼主啊、主啊的人就能够进神的国。
And that's why Lord Jesus says, not all who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
要遵行天路主义的人才能够进去。
But only those who keep the will of God will enter.
所以马太福音二十五章也讲到说，我们要成为一个器皿啊，油充的满满的。
And that's why Matthew chapter 15 also says we must become vessels of God that and are always filled with oil.
我们要尽本分做工。
We have to do our duty and do our part.
我们要多多行善爱人。
We have to do good works. We have to love people.
因为这个都关我们得救啊，得永生有直接关系的。
Because these all relate to our salvation.
所以一定要遵守神的诫命啊，啊，把道理行在我们的生活当中。
So we have to keep God's commandments and to practice His commandments in our life.
虽然有时候我们立志为善，留得我。
Even though sometimes we make a determination to do good,
显出来由不得我,
but we have no power to do good.
但是神把圣灵赐给我们,
but God has given us His Holy Spirit.
这是上头来的能力,
and this is the power from above.
还要帮助我们啊, 啊, 能够胜过罪恶啊, 胜过情欲的引诱, 啊, 把神的道行在生活当中,
to help us overcome sin, to overcome the desires of our flesh.
啊, 所以说天国是努力的人进去的,
and that's why we see the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is for those
把握得救的要道,
who strive to enter to it.
啊, 努力遵行神的吩咐啊, 我们就一定能够进神的国,
and if we diligently keep the commandments of God, well, we shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
唱诗 364首,
let us conclude with the hymn 364.
364